Pop-Up Chinese, where pop meets culture.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And in today's intermediate lesson, we've got vocabulary you can use if you are a mad bomber.
没错。炸弹爆破系统即将启动，现在开始倒计时。十，
没问题。
九，
我有把握。
八，
我在警察局已经学了很久了。
七，
我们只需要剪断这根红线。
六，
啊，
五，
怎么？
四，
难道是这根绿线吗？
三，
不是。
二，
兄弟们快跑！
一。
Okay, let's run through the dialogue very quickly, and I think we can leave out the countdown. We got that by this point. We're good with our numbers. So let's focus on the dialogue here.
Okay. 炸弹爆破系统即将启动。
炸弹爆破系统即将启动。
The bomb detonation system is about to commence.
现在开始倒计时。
现在开始倒计时。
Now beginning countdown.
没问题，我有把握。
没问题，我有把握。
It's no problem, I've got a handle on this.
我在警察局已经学了很久了。
我在警察局已经学了很久了。
I've been studying this for a long time at the police department.
我们只需要剪断那根红线。
我们只需要剪断那根红线。
All we need to do is cut that red wire. 啊，怎么？
难道是这根绿线吗？
啊，怎么？难道是这根绿线吗？
啊，but could it be that it's the green wire?
不是。兄弟们快跑。
不是啊，兄弟们快跑。
No. Get out of here, guys. Okay, let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with vocab and grammar points.
炸弹爆破系统即将启动，现在开始倒计时。十，
没问题。
九，
我有把握。
八，
我在警察局已经学了很久了。
七，
我们只需要剪断这根红线。
六，
啊，
五，
怎么？
四，
难道是这根绿线吗？
三，
不是。
二，
兄弟们快跑！
一，
Okay, so vocab-wise, there's a lot of useful stuff here. Like we've got just running through it quickly.
好，炸弹
，which means bomb.
炸弹。
Now both of those are fourth tones.
听起来就像要爆炸了。
Yeah, exactly.
炸弹。
Yeah, very forceful sounding. And the next word is related to that.
爆破。
It means to detonate.
爆破。
Now this is the 爆 that means to explode, right? It's the same one that you hear in popcorn.
对，爆米花。
And 破 just means to break.
爆破。即将。
Now, this is really useful. It means something's about to happen.
对，即将。
炸弹爆破系统即将启动。
You can think of it
即将
as being like a more formal version of 马上。
马上或者快要。
Right. Yeah, so those are all things that you'll say when you're speaking. 即将 you can use in writing, and use it a lot in kind of formal proclamations.
没错，对，比如说活动即将开始。
Right, the activity is about to begin.
Or, 新总统即将上任。
Right, the new president is about to take office.
对，这是一个非常正式的词。下面一个词，倒计时。
So this is a countdown.
对，比如说我们有奥运会倒计时。
Yeah, or well, we did. We don't anymore, thankfully. But there was the big countdown clock to the Olympics.
然后现在呢，我们有世博会倒计时。
现在开始倒计时。十，
没问题，
九。
我有把握。
把握。
A grip on something or a handle on something.
对。
And it implies that you've got this under control.
没错。
You've got a lock on it.
其实这个词很有意思，它又是名词，又是动词。在我们的对话里，这个人说，我有把握。
我有把握。
I've got a handle on it. I've got a grip on it.
对。
Now, you could be more specific about what it is that you've got a grip on.
对，这个时候我们会用对什么什么事情有把握。
Right. So, like, if you've got a lock on this test, you'd say,
我对这次考试有把握。
Right. Or if you're at work and you're angling for a promotion and you're pretty sure you've got a lock on it, you could say,
我对升职很有把握。
But it also works as a verb. And in this case, it's the familiar kind of transitive construction. If you want to say, we need to take charge of.
我们需要把握自己的生活。
Right. We need to take charge of or take control of our lives.
或者是把握机会，这个非常用的非常多。
Yeah, so that's to take an opportunity, but really to take control of it.
Oh, 怎么？难道是这根绿线吗？
难道是这根绿线吗？
Yeah, it's grammar time. And 难道 is used to introduce a rhetorical question.
反问句。
Yeah, so it's like, can it be that something?
难道是这样吗？
Yeah, but it also at times can carry a little bit more of the like, are you telling me that something, something, something is the case?
然后有时候你也可以说啊，难道不是这样吗？
You mean it isn't like that?
然后你也可以省略吗？
And in this dialogue, the guy leaves it in, but it's about 50-50. Half the time, people just leave it out.
只要你有那个语气就可以了。好，我们听那几个例句吧。
Yeah.
难道他们还没开始倒计时吗？
Are you telling me they still haven't started the countdown?
或者我们也可以不用吗？难道他们还没开始倒计时？
Yeah, and it's the same sentence. Means the same thing.
难道你一点把握都没有吗？
You mean you haven't got a clue?
或者难道你一点把握都没有？
And the same thing. You mean you haven't got a clue about this? Now, notice also the difference in intonation between those two sentences. Can we hear this first with the ma and then without it?
难道你一点把握都没有吗?
Versus.
难道你一点把握都没有?
Yeah.
如果有吗，大家都会知道它肯定是一个问题。
Right,
就或者是一个问句。
Ending point, it's a question mark.
对，但如果没有吗呢，你就要注意要强调一下，在最后要强调一下问的语气。
Yeah, and this is one of these times where you have to make your intonation a bit more like it would be in English. So it'd be the difference between you don't know and you don't know.
对。
Anyway, bearing all of that in mind, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time. And then we'll come back with some final thoughts.
炸弹爆破系统即将启动，现在开始倒计时。十，
没问题。
九，
我有把握。
八，
我在警察局已经学了很久了。
七，
我们只需要剪断这根红线。
六，
啊，
五，
怎么？
四，
难道是这根绿线吗？
三，
不是。
二，
兄弟们快跑。
一，
So originally, we were going to include a sample sentence that would start with me saying, 难道我裤衩里头的炸弹。
You say, 喂?
Okay, I, it was me, it was my idea. And Echo vetoed it, she thought it was too soon to be making underpants bomber jokes. Anyway, we've learned a lot of bomb-related vocabulary today. Including bomb,
炸弹,
but also words like detonate and countdown,
爆破, 倒计时,
and a more formal way of saying 马上 or 快要,
yes, 即将.
Finally, we learned this awesome rhetorical structure, which is useful when you want to say, can it be?
难道?
Right, so that's useful both for very formal sentences, like can it be?
难道?
And also, just when you're complaining, like, are you telling me?
难道你在跟我说这个?
Yeah. I think that about covers it. Now, if you have any questions about today's podcast, Echo,
你们都可以给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com 或 或者在网站上留言。
And we will be very happy to get your letter and to answer it as soon as we can.
没错。
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening.
我们下次见吧，拜拜。
Have fun.